Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome and good morning to all those boxing degenerates out there this fine, gloomy East Coast morning. I don't know how great the weather is on Matt's side of town, but before we get into that, I have to tell you, why would Matt be up at 6:30 in the morning? You know, this fight that we're here to discuss, the weigh-in, in fact, since it's such a big fight, the magnitude of this, we're bringing you live updates on everything that happens because of the magnitude of this event. Yet, if you're a U.S. boxing fan, it doesn't feel like this fight is reaching you. I can see why the numbers are at the 300,000s for Anthony Joshua in the U.S. There's really no push. Thank God for the boxing voice. That being said, we're going to be reviewing and watching, rewatching live the weigh-in here with me and my co-host Matthew the Hipster Hunter. And, again, reading body language, checking sizes, and making a bunch of assumptions.
Dalla DiBiase Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy, Michael Conner. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conner
McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock. In what now?
Dalla DiBiase Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a DJ mix for you, Matt.
Yo, I'm just that special. That's all it is. It's okay. Maddie be good here. The hipster's here. Haters beware. AJ Parker weigh in. It is what it is. I know you mentioned the U.S. market and the lack of push. It was. I mean, there was, at the last time I checked, the Showtime weigh in feed only had like 600 something views total compared to Sky Sports, which had thousands and thousands and thousands. You know, just interesting to note. Not really a big topic of the show, obviously, but just something to make note of, that there's a disconnect there for some reason. But both guys definitely look slimmed from the last fights. Both guys obviously are slim from the last fight in terms of what their weights are. And it just overall was another spectacle, another 4,000, 5,000 people in attendance. Another attempt to put on a show. Obviously, there was some technical difficulties. But that does happen with live events sometimes. You know, obviously, you need to shore that up as you get to bigger and bigger events. But I thought it was a fun event, entertaining, and it wasn't as dramatic and climatic as we all thought. But these are two guys that aren't really the most climatic, so to speak, for these moments, I would say. Let's wrap it up.
Well, I've sent you the link. We're doing a watch together viewing. And you mentioned the 4,000. Shout out to Joseph Parker, sticking to his heritage and culture, and he has these Samoan dancers out there. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes, I love that. And I also love that the AJ crowd was both also respectful afterwards while also trying to like outshine them with the Anthony Joshua, which I think is absolutely annoying, my personal opinion. But hey, I like the crowd, you know, sort of war with
How cold is it over there? Fucking Joseph Parker got on an Alaskan parka for real. So like, how cold is it out there, bro? He's coming in with a full blown, it looks like a North Face. Well, holy shit. So now he's got some male dancers too.
You have to remember that he is
like the whole Hawaii.
He does live in Vegas. Think about it. He's surrounded by good weather all the time. He's from New Zealand, another place with good weather all the time. The UK is still in winter. Last time I checked, it was either raining or snowing, depending where you are in the UK right now. So I'm not surprised he's fucking.
People in on stage have no clothes on.
But that's the dancers. that's what they're supposed to do.
So like they're freezing, you're saying?
Oh, they are probably freezing, absolutely. But
holy
if you,
shit, and they look
around. You can sweat a little bit, maybe. You know, maybe it helps. You know, if you run around dancing and yell.
The coat that Joseph has on is not a jacket, so I'm assuming he's cold. Maybe they don't want to get him sick, though. Maybe it's not even cold because the rest of his team has, like, track jackets. Maybe it's just a thing of let's make sure everything is correct before this big fight. We don't want him to have a sniffles or anything.
Hey, maybe it's a sponsorship. You know, who knows? You know, maybe it's like, maybe it's like a North Face sponsorship. I mean, again, like, who knows?
Okay.
If you look in the crowd, everyone seems to have jackets on. You know, it may not be the coats that he has, but man, I mean,
dude looks like he's in Alaska. Please, he's about to go ice fishing. So they said it's only 4,000, but look at that, looks like a sea of people. Man, that looks bigger than Madison Square Garden Theater when they put 4,500 in there, or 5,100, right? That looks like way more.
The way that it's laid out, it's mostly the floor, so that's why you have that sea effect, like you said. With Madison Square Garden, it's really just a bowl. So it's harder to really see the crowd in its entirety because it's mostly...
Well, the theater is... I was talking about the theater because it's smaller and it's not a bowl. It's like half of the arena, you know?
Like platforms.
Yes. Yes. Like stadium-like. Yeah. Like one bleacher row, kind of. I'm going to flash. I'm thinking of my TV series. Shout out to WB. I think I'm going to fast forward all this and get to some action. Or do you want to slow roll and watch all the festivities?
It is only us seeing it. So you do whatever you want, Ness. You do whatever you want, man. I will give out the figures. Anthony Joshua came in.
Okay, actually, he's walking. He's walking. It is a nice coat, though. I mean, maybe it's a fashion statement.
It is a nice coat. Like you said, I like the fur around it. What they weighed in, Anthony Joshua weighed in 242.2 pounds.
Whoa. If people want that information, they can go get it. It's out. We're doing a live review while we watch it. We didn't get there. I didn't see it. I don't know what he weighs, so please don't ruin it for me. What the fuck?
Please don't ruin it for me.
I mean, seriously. I want to soak it in. See, unlike some of these other, you know, tainted, more disgruntled boxing fans, this is the only thing I got. So I'm watching all every minute of it.
Yeah, but I already saw it like two times already, man. Like it's not
There you go. That goes to show how much you love this sport. That you've already watched it twice and it's only 6:30 where you're from.
That production, you know, had to wake up at 4 a.m. for the show because it started at 5:30. The undercard started.
I'm pretty sure the kiddo woke you up and you just end up staying up.
I don't have the kid today. He's at the bae mama's house. We're good.
What the hell made you get up so early, though? When we should schedule this day early every day, then you freaking, you know, that 3-hour time difference sucks. Michael Buffer in the house. Anytime you got Buffer, you know it's a show. See, these are little things that you need to let the people know. A lot of our listeners, a lot of our listeners are 35 to 65. That's our biggest demo. And this guy, he's synonymous with boxing.
Our biggest demo is 35 to 44. But I will say this, Michael Buffer on a Showtime stream. It's weird to me. It's just naturally weird to me. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't like it. I'm just saying like it's a mind fuck at first.
But is it a Showtime stream or is Showtime just streaming this the way that HBO was streaming Lucas Brown and Dillian White? Because remember that this is a Sky Sports production, so I believe Sky Sports hired Michael Buffer.
True, but it is still a Showtime stream that we are watching because they're piggybacking off the Sky Sports. Even though technically speaking, it is not their production team. You're absolutely right. It's not a Showtime production team we're watching. It's a Sky Sports production team we're watching, and then Showtime using the stream. However, it's still a Showtime stream with Michael Buffer.
That was so intelligent. This 4,000 stand-up shit, that was intelligent because that just looks double the amount. Like every time they pan, I'm almost taken back. Like what the hell's going on? And I like that they made it look like it's nighttime. Is it really nighttime over there? No, it can't be.
It's a dome.
Dome, right?
That's a dome. No. Those aren't stars. Those are lights.
I'm like, yeah, they're killing it, bro. Like, all that adds to the feel, bro. Look at all the cell phones in the air. You know, you feel like you're at a concert.
Shout out to the super chat. Andre Diakonu saying, TBV, thanks for the B-Day shout out last night. Yes, I think Andre hit the big 4-0 too. So, I mean,
He actually sent us some information that we'll more than likely be doing another show on. So definitely don't forget to subscribe, because guess what? We hit that 70,000 a couple days ago, and because of that, we've blessed you with a three-hour, never, ever, 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 ever seen before interview with Keith one time. Call him two times because he's the WBC and WBA champion, and he's discussing everything. I mean, no fucks given when he's talking about Crawford or Errol. So just go check it out. I'm saying it's free. You don't have to sign up to Patreon. Nope. You know, in the past, it was a Patreon only because we got to love our patrons. Here goes AJ, Matt. And you know what? I will say, look, it's impossible not to come across pictures. But I did see that he's in fucking great shape, bro.
He is. And I will say this. Unfortunately, we can't play the audio because of copyright, but the music choice. AJ's
would come out.
Yo, he always picks the best and hottest song in hip hop, and that's God's Plan by Drake. And it came like halfway through. I forget what he played in the first part. I want to say it was like,
I'm gonna just take it back then. I mean, you saying he did it like that? We gotta check it. It sounds like God's Plan. Mm-hmm.
And like in the moment, the crowd kind of like popped off a little bit. Like it was a right moment for marketing purposes. Like, you know, if Drake is smart.
It's a struggle for me. Every time Deontay coming for me, I hear him. God's Plan. Yo, it's true. It was God's Plan. He only got 20 fights. He where you want to be. Yo, Deontay, no. Won't you come to see me? I hear him. Yo, I like it. Yo, I did. I was digging the Biggie one, too. He's intelligent, man. I mean, he is intelligent, bro. That's what I said. It's fucking sucks. It's almost Wakanda. It's fucking Black Panther versus Michael B. Jordan. Oh, and yeah. You don't want to see lose. You don't want to see. I fuck with Michael B. Jordan. Like, plus, in Wakanda, he was big as hell. Like, he really packed on the pounds for that movie. So it was like, damn, I don't want to see my man lose. Nah, somebody's got to go. And that's what sucks right here, man.
And obviously.
Both of them, I like them both, bro.
Also, I would say that Michael B. Jordan's character in Black Panther was instantly more interesting than Black Panther in the movie, but that's beside the point.
And he had a beautiful story. That's why, you know what I mean? Because we always want to root for the underdog. He was like Rocky, but the villain. And it was beautiful.
But the villain was beautiful. Let me say this. Yeah. If AJ is smart, he will have a like Dr. Dre moment for this fight with Drake. I mean, that would be smart, I think. Drake's due to have an album coming out soon. Makes sense.
Well, let's see. So AJ's made it on stage. He's taking off all this sponsored Under Armour gear. Shout out to
sponsors.
His team, you know what I mean? Getting the job.
Getting that bag, man. That Under Armour bag.
Securing things, bro. You know, it sucks because, like, he could do a Vladimir.
Shout out to Super Tom Davies saying, I'm 31 tomorrow going to AJ Parker. Shout out to you, man.
Oh, shit, man. Well, that is a birthday present in itself. I'm telling you, I've never been to an AJ fight myself. So I could just imagine that would be a birthday present in itself just to be at that fight. But happy birthday to you, my friend. You know, happy birthday to any one of our listeners listening. You guys know I individually love each and every one of you. Matt is starting to come on board. He's starting, but he's still late. Look, today's his first day out of the week up early. You know what I'm saying? He always talks that good game. Here he goes with the cutting off. He always talks that good game that he wants to do TBV in the morning, but does he ever wake up?
Wait, that's what we're talking about? I thought you were talking about, like, loving each and every fan. I'm very confused about, or listener.
Yeah, that too. That's how I showed that you don't love him, by saying that if you did, you would be up every morning giving him that TBV in the morning show that you said you wanted to do.
Ness.
You even got a little bit upset when I did two episodes without you, remember?
I did not get upset. Don't lie. Don't lie.
Oh, my God. Every time he does TBV in the mornings without me. You don't remember that? You don't remember that?
Shout
so AJ's on the scales.
Shout out to the super chat. Oh, it's Hervey saying Deontay
Protector.
Yeah, you know Hervey.
Deontay Protector, Nesta Gibbs. Hey, I'll wear my crown tilted to the side like a pimp player. You know what I'm saying? Like a pimp. At least I don't try to make excuses. You see, I don't see how I'm protecting Deontay by wanting him to fight Dillian White, wanting him to fight Luis Ortiz, and wanting him to fight Anthony Joshua. If that is protecting, my friend, well, then the AJ fans need to start doing some of what I'm doing is all I'm saying. Product placement with the beats. This guy is a walk. He's like, yo, and this is what I never understood about Mayweather. Real quick, the comparison, right? Mayweather never took advantage of the fact that the world would have loved to leech off of him and brand. He always said, no, I'm going to self-brand. And, you know, realistically, he has done that. TMT is kind of a household name, but he doesn't really have anything to sell. Like, there's no TMT headphones, like hats and shirts, my man. Like, what the fuck? We're talking about Under Armour. We're talking about Beats, studio Beats. This guy has probably for the rest of his life, he's going to be, you know, having every new beat or Dre product plus that check, that bag, what it all comes down to. And again, I get self-marketing and self, you know, black-owned, whatever the fuck Floyd is on. But I never understood that. Take advantage. If you're a walking billboard, and people want to advertise, cut the check or get it cut to you, right?
Well, it's the argument of like, Floyd, can you make more money through a Nike sponsorship or through TMT? I'm curious about the dollars and cents there. I mean, and again, I think it's it may be marginal. Again, I don't know, but I doubt
no,
that.
It can't be marginal.
I doubt that.
Can't be marginal.
But then again,
Under Armour is signing athletes, Matt. It can't be marginal. They sign in like huge contracts.
Very quickly, in today's age, we do see major corporations being very shy of people with any sort of history with, you know, domestic violence and such. That could be at play later on in his career, perhaps. Maybe not early in his career, but later on in his career.
I highly doubt someone would have still jumped on, because that's like saying, oh, he did something, so everything, he's cut off from all endorsement. Look at that. Guess what I'm saying? Let me just rewind this, because we're here reviewing, bro. This is what I'm saying. These consistent gauges that he gives, like every time they're facing off and they're looking at each other, it doesn't matter who though. I think it's a I must break you type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously not in that accent, but it feels like that. Like, he's like, I'm not going to take my gaze off you. This is an intimidation tactic, and I must win that I'm the tougher man, because every time they pull away, he continues to look. His neck stays on that exorcist moment. You know what I'm saying? He's like the little girl in the bed and shit. Neck, body turning, neck staying straight.
But
damn, I missed it. Talk that shit.
No. They're going to face each other. Don't worry. They do this first for some reason. I will say this. He is always sort of the first one to turn, though. And again, I don't put much stock in this, but I know it's been mentioned. So just for devil's advocate's sake, he is the first one to turn.
I'm just going to pause this real quick there. Right now they're looking at each other. And this is the same still shot you guys have on the thumbnail, actually. We're at that very moment in the weigh-in. Look at the size difference. Like, I was watching all AJ fights yesterday, bro. And really, even when Vladimir throws, you know, big right hands from the orthodox style, they're loopy. You know, if you're going to get AJ, it's got to be straight down the middle. Because as tall as he's 6'7", and he's fucking 250, his arms alone are like a shield, bro. He just throws it up and deflects the shots. And yo, he's really good defensively, bro. I mean, Dillian White did well, but that's because, again, high activity. Can Parker bring that?
True. And also, Dillian White was also very consistent behind a jab, especially a jab to the body. That's something that, for a guy like Dillian White,
and he has a long jab too. Remember when we were watching him fight Lucas Brown, we noticed how long his jab is. His reach is crazy, bro. And not only that, it's a pretty good jab. He doubles it.
Yeah, it is. And again, Parker to me has short arms, has kind of, I'm not going to say small shoulders, but I mean his wingspan isn't that wide. So he can't really, you know, extend his body into the jab, so to speak. Like even a Dillian White can, a guy with a bigger frame overall. And to the comment of AJ's size for his shoulders and his arms and deflecting shots, absolutely agree. His ability to deflect shots, parry shots with his arms, put him up slightly. You know, it's Errol Spence like, you know, except it's 240 plus pounds and 6'7". Ness.
Yeah, man. I actually went back and watched all his fights. Not all, but, you know, a few, and consecutively to stay all fresh. And again, the Dillian White fight stuck out, even though it's the you know, one of the oldest, which is good if you're AJ and if you're an AJ fan, because he showed things in there. You know, he gets criticized for being flat-footed, but he was actually chasing Dillian in spots in that fight and pretty fucking agile on his feet. He isn't Deontay. He's not going to be doing all that shit Deontay's doing with his feet, you know, but he's not slow on his feet. That I think that's a big misconception.
Absolutely agree. I even said that yesterday on the show, that the idea that he has flat or that he has slow footwork is really just absolutely wrong. I will say this. AJ, to me, is a guy that is very deceptive in what he does. It's hard to see if you really are not paying attention to it, what he does absolutely well. And I think he has improved drastically since that Dillian White fight. And also, he got much bigger since that Dillian White fight and has now slimmed down since getting bigger. So I think he's actually closer to that fight weight he was at for Dillian White, which I prefer. I prefer a lighter Anthony Joshua. The low 240s is probably where he should be at for the rest of his career.
I've been waiting for this information before I press pause. I've been waiting to talk about this specific topic till the weigh-in. I didn't make any, you know, hoopla about it when Taylor Barry, the co-trainer, the second in the corner for Joseph Parker, the son of the head trainer, Kevin Barry, he said Joe has taken off 30 pounds for this fight.
33. He told us 33 pounds.
That is fucking insane.
Yes.
I didn't want to say nothing because I didn't have time for that.
Oh, but again, since we're at this point, let me tell you what they weighed. Anthony Joshua weighed 242 pounds. Joseph Parker weighed 236 pounds. A 6-pound difference, obviously, in favor of Anthony Joshua.
Oh, my God. Look at Hervey. Now AJ protector Nestor Gibbs. Laugh out loud. Oh, my God. I'm protecting everybody. I'm telling you, this used to be the Danny Garcia voice, the Keith Thurman voice, the Porter voice, the Sean Porter, the Ken Porter voice, the Deontay Wilder voice, the Adrian Broner voice. I mean, how many voices do we have here? What the fuck? Call us everyone voice. Call us voice of the people.
Ah, I see what you did there, Ness. That was silly. A good one.
It's so silly, you know, thinking back over the years. It's just like I was everyone's voice. But yes, as the years continues, that's exactly what we are. The people's voice. Understand that. We're your voice, too. Call in 1-425-569-5241. Give us your immediate reaction. Give us your thoughts on the way and tell us, what do you think about Joseph Parker taking off 30 pounds to face Anthony Joshua, who's 6'7", 6'6", huge. And maybe that extra weight that he took off would have done some good in absorbing some of those shots. But the Samoan feels like he needs to be fast in and out for this fight. Also, Skype callers, don't forget you can add us on Skype, Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. You must add a friend request in order to be part of the show. Call in internationally or anywhere absolutely free. Download the Skype app on your mobile phones, regardless of if you are on Android or iPhone. This way you can call in. Always the best connection as well. Matt, I'm going to go ahead and press play. Let's refocus on the gaze because it's important. Body language, I believe, you know, because a lot of people have this other misconception, right? Oh, he's afraid. Some people think he's afraid. Others are intelligent enough to understand that it's a business thing and, you know, collect as much as you can, really, because think about it. If he and Deontay fight tomorrow and hypothetically, worst case scenario, he loses, the $20 million paydays slowly start to, you know, become fewer. But he can scrape up all those 20 mil, and whatever happens, happens after that, and he wouldn't be upset, I believe.
Shout out to Hervey saying, just a bit of banter and fun, boys. Great show.
No, Hervey, we obviously know that, man. We just want to thank you for continuing to listen. I mean, we've been seeing you consistently now, especially throughout this week. So we obviously know we've brought you in as an AJ protector. We hope to keep you. I know you've been listening for a while, but AJ is the one that sparked it up for you to actually call in, which everyone should do. You should all call in. All right, Matt, so I'm going to the face-off. Oh, Matt is showing you guys the face-off. Are you showing it to the Matt?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're so nice.
But we're not going to show on the big screen because, you know, copyright.
I got you. So here we go. He's looking at him. It's not pause. This is a long, serious stare. It's not on pause.
Yeah, there was actually a point when I actually thought my like stream fucked up.
Mm-hmm. And so, Joseph, while being small, in that Zoom, he's not that short, but it's here in this view. You see Joshua, even when he turns, he's still looking and he just smiles with that smile like, motherfucker, I'm going to kick your ass. Man, look at those people. I can't believe that's only 4,000. That shit is some smoke and mirrors right there if that's only four. They got mirrors. It's a hologram.
Hey, but 4,000 is good. There's fighters all over the world that would wish they could sell out a 4,000-seater for their fight, let alone a weigh-in.
Oh. Don't misunderstand. I never said that isn't good. I think that it looks like more than four. That's how good it is, in my opinion.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, 4,000 is really good. You know, I think. I mean, what's the biggest weigh-in we've had here for boxing?
I mean, only the Pacquiao's and McGregor's. Those are, you know, they sell out the MGM. Because here at the Barclay, I don't think we've had anything big that I've been to that has been a sold out arena. Usually, they do them in the atrium in the Barclay. So right there, that tells you it's not, you know, 5,000 people. Okay, the 30 pounds, because we didn't really get into that. The 30 pounds, bro, could we see Joseph not be able to make it to the 12th because he zapped, because he lost, took off too much energy? Now, I know that Taylor Barry and Kevin Barry are, you know, really singing the praise for the new strength and conditioning coach that they brought in, but we've seen this before. Gary Russell used the excuse that he brought in a new strength and conditioning coach when he had to fight Vasyl Lomachenko, and we all know how that turned out. Plenty of people used the strength and conditioning coach, changed up the game in the last minute excuse.
You can call it an excuse, but then we've seen guys like Badu Jack, right, where it's worked phenomenally well, right? So I think it's possible. I will say this also. It's been a bit since he's fought. It was in September 23rd. When he fought Hiri Fury. So we're talking about, what, 9 months, 10 months of work? For a professional fighter in Vegas, the Vegas heat, I think cutting 30 pounds shouldn't be that big of a concern, especially if he ballooned up in weight.
Yeah, but he cut those 30, and yo, I'm a body watcher. Call me what you want. You know, I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I have children and all that good shit. That being said,
for the weigh-in, skip the first AJ interview because they had technical difficulties. They go back to AJ again. So we can skip to the Joseph Park interview if you wanted. Just letting you know. Because this ends up being all fucked up audio-wise. Trust me. It was horrendous.
Dessert, so I know you know what I'm talking about. It makes things difficult.
Well, sounds good to me.
Well, it's like one question and then it goes bad. A bit of extra weight. But you can play if you want.
No, I mean, I'll let it go, and when you see the next one, we'll stop it there. I fucking totally don't know what we were talking about.
we were talking about Joseph Parker, the 30 pounds, having 9 months or 10 months to get it off, etc. Whether it would affect him in the fight.
Oh, actually, I think it might affect them, but I wanted to mention this comment in the chat, not a super chat, but good enough comment to get mentioned. Tom Davies, guys, there's more at the weigh-in than in most of Parker fights. And the reason I think that I wanted to highlight that comment is because when we had Taylor on, he said that the offer that he received to fight Deontay was smaller than some of Parker's hometown defenses. And now we have, you know, people saying that Parker doesn't sell in his hometown. Have you seen any of his hometown fights? How's those crowds look?
I mean, they're not big. I mean, New Zealand also isn't a populous. This is Joseph Parker's interview if you want to play the audio of it.
All right. And we'll wait. This guy's still waiting for,
you know, the key. Okay.
Yo, he's from, look, you see his eyes? He's like, bro. His eyes got all buggy. Like, bro, what's up?
Yo, if you see in the back, they're like, hey, man, the audio is fucked up. You got to do it again. They're telling him that. But anyways, I'll put it this way. I think we're not going to see, you know, 20 plus thousand seat stadium or even that really in New Zealand. That's not common. We're really going to see. Oh, when he says, hey, Cardiff, give a shout out to Joseph Parker. And there's literally no shout out. The crowd is dead. Half the crowd already left.
He's coming light. What does that make you think?
It doesn't look like half the crowd is left.
Trained very hard. So he's in good shape. I'm in good shape. So there's not much of a weight difference, which is it's good. You know, we're both going to be, I think, fast for tomorrow night. And we're both going to move well. Press some big bombs.
You had more time to look into his eyes there. You've told me that you think he's angry, that maybe there's some nervousness there. Did you still see that today?
No, I saw confidence. Know he's trained, he's a good champion. I saw confidence, so I'm expecting a really good fight.
Yeah, I saw confidence.
How does this
too.
Fight unfold? I mean, you'll both look to execute your game plans. Those first few rounds, could they be a little bit cagey?
The first few rounds, you know, there's a few ways they can go. We can either test each other out or we can go in for the kill. So it just depends on who's gonna follow their game plan first and who's gonna execute it to the best of their ability.
Are you ready possibly to have to weather a crisis or two? We're at elite level here. These things can happen.
I'm ready for anything. I'm here for a good fight. I'm here for war. You're going to have to give me everything to beat me.
It's a Joshua crowd. You've got your supporters.
Yo, they always
here too.
Sound like this, though. It's so
heard.
Difficult to
I
tell.
I got my supporters and I heard them and I saw them. You know, he's got a bigger crowd, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't faze us.
Joseph, what happens tomorrow night? Give us your dream view. I know you've dreamed about the outcome. Let us into to how it unfolds, how it finishes.
The biggest thing for me is the challenge of fighting someone like Joshua, and then the challenge of fighting, if it goes into the dark place, how long will I stay there for? How fast can I come back? The result will take care of itself as long as I'm ready and determined and confident. You know, I'm here to win.
You're not. Yo, he does sound so
size,
confident.
He might lean on you that you're away from home,
good
that
you'll speaker.
Have to win rounds very clearly to get decisions and so on.
I'm not worried about it. You know, we've done everything we can in training to prepare, sparring partners, sessions. We've gone through a lot of things, game plan. So there's nothing to worry about. You know, just follow it, do it well, and execute it, and then come away with a victory.
Joseph Parker, one last fist bump. The very best. Of
one you. Last fist
yeah,
bump.
He's confident.
Joseph Parker, one last fist bump.
Whether or not, you know, he sounds confident, like whatever, he doesn't sound any different. Like when we saw him in Vegas compared to now, what we see him here, there's no difference in tone, no difference in energy.
Yeah, but the difference is this. The difference is this. He's there.
No, true. But I mean, from the outside looking in, there's no noticeable difference in demeanor, the way he's speaking from when he's just in his camp to now being in front of 4,000 people for a weigh-in. Right now, there's no way to tell. That's what
Yo, I love these listeners. I love Muff Dav says, glad to see Anthony unifying twice. Steps up 20 fights, unlike others who just like to talk. 42 fights, zero unification. Facts!
Speaking of just talking, Deontay Wilder's on the Breakfast Club, and that's been out.
That was the other show we were going to do that, you know, you let the cat out the bag.
Oh!
So that was a pretty good interview, man. I'm gonna tell you, this is why I don't like betting, because that particular interview, it gave me that feeling he's going 12.
Oh,
it feel like he could do 12. You know, I know they brought in 6'7", 6'5". 6'6" sparring partners. The problem is the power of Joshua. You know, he's also got that bodybuilding power. You know what I mean?
Turn this up, Ness. Turn this up, Ness. This is where he calls out your man.
Turn this up.
Turn my headphones up.
Okay.
Okay. Ain't nobody talking, man.
Well, you know how fucking awkward these guys are.
They both just standing there like they can't breathe.
Sound problems we had a little bit earlier on, but AJ has graciously come back to have a quick word with us. How are you feeling on the scales? You're looking great shape.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's a perfect weight, I think, for the fighter I'm about to face tomorrow, because he's nimble, he's quick. I've got boxing skill and I can control him, but I think the lighter I am, the more I'll be able to match him for speed, and I'll be able to be in and out of range, so I can go first, land my shots, move out and come back again, so first and third, and I feel great for it. And that's what we've been working on in rehearsals, in sparring, in training, and just putting all of those pieces of the puzzle together tomorrow evening.
Only 6 pounds the difference between you. What did you make of how Joseph Parker looked?
Phenomenal. I give him credit, and I know he's been training hard. I don't want to make weight such a big factor in the heavyweight division, because we've got the benefit of the doubt. We can eat what we want and do what we want, you know, because we've got that knockout power. But it just shows that he's been putting the miles in. He's been putting the rounds in, and he's coming in fantastic condition. I'm happy that I'm facing a lively challenger, and I'm confident that I'll get the job done as well.
You're coming in as a three-belt holding world champion now. Yeah. How has your mindset changed for this fight, knowing that there's another one on the line and one of you is going to be unified?
So you've got to remember, even though I'm like, let's say, heavyweight champion of the world, there's another belt I'm fighting for. So remember, even though in the eyes of the people I'm heavyweight champion of the world, in my mind, I'm a challenger. Scrap my belts. I'm challenging for the WBO Heavyweight Championship of the World. And that's what I'm going for, and that's my mindset. So I've switched my mindset around. I'm hungry. I'm determined. I'm willing to go the distance, or I'm willing to take risks and take him out there early. But I just want to secure that win one way or another.
And how would it feel to you if you were walking out of there with a fourth world title?
You know what, right? It'll be emotional, you know, because of where we built everything to. I've always taken it serious, but for some reason I take it more serious now. And these wins are creating history. This is history now. This type of fight where two champions are undefeated have come together. The last person to do it was Mike Tyson 30 years ago. We're creating history. And if I do get this win, I haven't spoken about it much, but providing I do get this win, God willing, fingers crossed, we're going to set history late 2018 and become undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
We wish you the very best.
Fuck out of here.
Porque vivimos chido, vivimos bien.
Hey,
how many sound bites? Damn.
I'm hyped. You know why? Because I have a $100 bet that this fight's happening in this year. And I don't want to lose $100 to Pittsburgh Brew. Bruh. So.
Bruh, listen, like he said, he had his fingers crossed. He had his fingers crossed because there's a lot riding here. You don't know, injuries, anything could happen, and negotiations still could cause an issue. But before you take it away from me, I want to give a quick super chat love to HHH1200. I just want to say I'm sorry. I never seen this because regardless of your messages, I'm still going to read them. Actually, damn, I think we missed a few.
What do you mean? Super chats?
Yeah, we did. All right. So, HH, I'll read yours after because it's order, right? Tommy Davis, did you read round nine? Can't wait to be there, guys.
Just go through them all. Shout out.
Tommy Davis, shout out. Super chat. And another happy birthday shout out. Obviously, going to be enjoying the fight tomorrow. And he says he's calling it for the ninth round. He can't wait to be there. Obviously, we got HH1200 says, start the Wilder nut hugging this morning, Ness, and I'll never donate again. Wilder missed the fight to Duck White. Damn, you're trying to rhyme like me and shit. Wilder missed the fight to Duck White. We got Slick, bruh. Joseph Parker looks 6'2", maybe 6'2 and a half. Fucking half. Y'all, I hate when I hear people like, nah, I'm 5'7 and a half. It's like, dog, stop that bullshit, man. That half don't mean nothing. Let me see. And we got to love MILF Dive, right? Yep. All right. So we're all called up.
Do we go to Triple H or whatever? Do we go to his and everything?
Yes, we did.
Just making sure everyone's happy.
Yeah, he wanted me to not do any nut hugging this morning. Let's go out to some callers. We're going to go to our sponsors. We want to thank everybody that tuned in. Don't forget, as you're coming in, hit that thumbs up button. There's a lot of you guys watching. Those thumbs up help with the visibility of the show. It puts this show in front of other like minds, people that like boxing, and hopefully they become callers, listeners, and, you know, we continue to grow our little community here, because this is a place where you guys can come and get it off your chest. You know, you don't have to just have your fingertips bleeding from all the keyboard, you know, fighting that you're doing. Come on here, voice your opinion. Simple as that.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to Marius on Skype. Talk to me, brother.
What up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. So I placed a bet today. I put Joshua around 3-6. I think he's going to measure Parker up in the first round. And afterwards, I think it's easy work. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you, Marius.
Thank you, Marius. Thanks for calling in and rocking out with us here.
The jab will be very crucial in this fight. I agree on that.
I mean, yo, Anthony's just too big, bro. Like, I want to believe Joseph could go 12 because of the money, but that's what Vegas is doing to you.
That's exactly what Vegas is doing to you, not me, you.
They want you to believe, yo, it's right there. He can do it. He can do it.
4-7. That's the rounds to bet on. I'm telling you.
He is big, bro. I look at it like if he ever wanted to, he could just walk him down and just pound, pound, because everything, even blocked, should hurt. Let's go out to Ernest in Alabama, Huntsville. Talk to us.
Yeah, where y'all guys getting this 30-point, this 30-pound loss for Joseph Parker at?
Where are we getting what?
Yeah, y'all said he lost 30 pounds. He's 30 pounds lighter or something like that.
His team told us.
Yeah, that's what his team is saying, that he took off 30 pounds for this camp.
Okay, well, the last fight was, what, 246, and this fight's 236. I mean,
he probably ballooned up.
Yeah, but he probably, you know, he's a heavyweight, so probably in between fights he got up.
Went back to, you know, Samoa, New Zealand, ate a bunch of food.
Because he doesn't live in Las Vegas. He goes back home. He has a family in New Zealand. So, yeah, he... And you know,
that's all true, but numerically and technically, from his last fight to this fight, 10 pounds lighter.
Again, the weigh-in is not what you walk around, so I think that's kind of a moot point.
Well, yeah, it is heavyweight.
Official walk-around number?
No, we don't, Ernest. What is the point? You think he's blowing smoke? You think he's not in as good a shape as he's trying to lead us to believe?
No, I think he's in great shape for his size. In fact, I think the fight's going to go to distance.
What? Yo, don't say that, Ernest. Don't fucking say that, because I'm dying to put 100 on 12 rounds and win me 1,600, okay? Don't be getting me excited.
I want to get you excited, Ness. Put it on. It's going to go the distance.
Bro, AJ's never gone a distance. AJ is in a better mind state because he understands, you know, what this fight is. It's like he just said in the interview. It hasn't been done since Mike.
Okay.
Two undefeated champs. You don't think he's at his best?
If you're using that mindset, Ness, then Joseph Parker's never been dropped. So AJ won't drop him if you're going to use that same
Okay. No, let's do that. Let's go back and forth here because, yeah, Joseph Parker's never been dropped, but who's punched him in the face that looks...
No. What puncher hasn't fought? He hasn't fought a puncher ever.
But he's still never been dropped. AJ has.
Again, what heavyweight that he has fought that is a heavy hitter? Carlos Takam?
That's his biggest fight.
Huey Fury? Are those guys heavy hitters? Andy Ruiz? Come on.
No, they're not. They're not. I give you that, but I'm using the original premise that
Oh, yeah, of course. Under that logic, you're right. You're right. You're right. Under that logic, you're right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Agree.
All right, guys.
All right, Ernest. Oh, my God, Matt. I mean, BoxRec, you guys don't like it, but if you open Joseph Parker's BoxRec.
Before we say that, Ness, Majid, I know you've been saying in the chat that you are on the line. You have not pressed one yet, Majid.
Yeah, you got to press one, Majid.
Press one.
Press one, B.
What were you going to say?
Bang banging on bacon. Majid always mad early in the morning. He'd be like, fuck the UK. Don't say that today, man. It's a good day. Have a good morning, Majid. How is it? How are you? Are you on your way to work over there?
Yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. Nah, today I ain't angry, man. I'm good.
You on speakerphone. You got me angry. That's for sure.
Man, I just was calling to say, I think I'm going to go with Joshua by round 3 or 4. I watched that Taco fight, and I seen Parker getting smashed with a lot of left hands or whatever, and that's one of Joshua's big weapons. So I got to go with that. I'm putting it, fuck it, I don't care if I'm wrong, but I'm going for Joshua by 3rd or 4th round knockout. TKO, not knockout, TKO. But, yeah, that's my pick.
All right, Majid, well, thanks for calling in, brother. Have a good day at work. Thank you for rocking out with us, man. We enjoy it, and we appreciate everyone that, you know, chooses to use us to get through their days at work, or, you know, whether that be your sporting activities, those long commutes in the car. We're going to go out to the UK. Owen, talk to me.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
All good, brother. Another day, another podcast.
Yeah, you know what? I called in on, I think it was Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, and I said I saw 12 rounds, AJ. I saw the stare down. AJ's got him in his pocket. This ain't going to go past the 5th round, bro. There was a point where Parker just looked away, and AJ had a little smirk on his face. And if you like, you know, we all know boxing, that little smirk was the indication. When he looked away, you could see AJ's confidence level just went from, I ain't too sure about this, bro, but now got you. And I feel like it's going to be punishment for up to round 4, round 5, either a towel or the referee's going to jump in.
4 or 5?
No, 5. Round 5, I'm saying for 4 rounds, he's going to get punishment, like real punishment. I think the speed, I never expected Joshua to come in under 18 stone. And he looks lean, he looks quick. He looks in shape. The condition looks strong. And for me, I just feel like this is going to be something just unexpected for Parker. And that, like I said, that little stare down, if you watch the stare down again and just wait until Parker breaks, and that's that point. That's that same point. If you go back to like when Floyd had Ortiz back in Victor Ortiz, that same little break, it's that same way that Joshua's got Parker.
Hey, Nelson, you're over there in the UK. Help me out here. I think I'm using Sky Bet, right? But you guys do it different. So if Joshua is in, Anthony Joshua in round 1 through 3 is 9-2, what does that mean? Betting-wise, do you know? You there? You there?
He's like, fuck you, Ness. I'm not going to help you win money off of my man. Fuck that.
Big Nick, you in the UK? Where you at, Big Nick?
Yeah,
what's up, hold on, Big Nick. Now Owen wants to come back. What, you went through a death spot, Owen?
No, you never asked me. You never said Owen. You said someone else.
What?
Ness, you're losing your mind right now. Yeah, it's 9 for every two pounds, you get 9 back.
How many dollars in a pound?
About what? 70, 80 cents to the pound.
Yeah.
Other way around, sorry. 70, 80 pence to the dollar.
So it's something like, it breaks down to something like 5-1. Damn, that's paying high then.
Yeah, it's almost like that, yeah.
It's fucking, yeah, exactly, that's yeah, high. That's high, so they don't think, I mean, Joshua doesn't get people out in the first round, bro. Let me see.
Yo, stop betting on first rounds, Ness. I don't know why.
One through three.
Ness, look at round 7 to 9. That's what you want.
Yo,
that's a good prop. 5-2. 5-2.
You want round 7 and 9. I want 1 through 3.
Okay.
know what I'm saying? Es que vivimos chingo, vivimos bien. You know what I'm talking about?
Porque vivimos chingo, vivimos bien.
Yeah, yo. Dog, we got to go hard or go home. You know what I'm saying? Let me see here. We got to sign in the Boxy Recce. Let's get to a caller book while I do that. Big Nick, talk to me.
Yo, what's happening, Boxing Voice?
How are you, brother? Where you calling in from?
UK, man. Calling in from the UK.
Nice, nice. So talk to us, man. How are you doing this morning? Well, afternoon for you.
Yeah, it's afternoon, man. I watched the the weigh-in live on the Matchroom stream. I'm looking at Joseph Parker. I'm thinking, wow, he looks in some good shape, man. Because I always feel like usually he comes in quite heavy in these fights. I think he's naturally should be around about. He's bang on his weight. But I gotta go with Joshua, man. Round four or seven.
Yeah. All right, Big Nick. Round seven does seem, I don't know, there's not really much data though, Matt. I mean, we got 2 7-round knockouts by Joshua, and those are, let's say, top 10 level opposition. So I can see that. Eric Molina doesn't have the background, amateur background I'm speaking of a Joseph Parker. So I can see why he got him out of there in 3 rounds, right? But then again, Vladimir took him 11. And again, you use the experience that Vladimir had, his amateur background, his reign as a champion. That could be understandable. The one that is odd is Carlos Takam. He's really not on that level. You know, he's just a guy on the outskirts that's been used with multiple people, but he doesn't have a significant win.
Vanessa, correct me if I'm wrong. Carlos Takam's only been finished by Povetkin, right?
Yes.
Before AJ, obviously, technically finished him. I want to say that stoppage, even though it's in box record list as a KO, I believe, that one's a little bit I'm not going to say questionable, but it wasn't as clean as some people may think. You know, I think Takam is just a durable guy. And remember, AJ was winning every round as well. So, but in terms of betting for knockout and sort of determining that, you don't want to bet early, I think, on this fight. But you don't want to bet too late as well, because you won't get probably great odds. That's my personal opinion.
I get you, man. I get you.
You want, was that, are we done with that? What was the caller's name?
No, we got to go to Gary in Dallas. Well, I'm pretty sure.
Not Gary, you're skipping Majid.
No, we went to Majid. Oh, Owen's saying I'm on something. This guy's on something for sure.
I am.
I know.
California.
So, you know, speaking of, my man brought me some Purple Platinum yesterday. That shit is crazy.
That's some good shit. You don't see that often.
Dude, you know how good? Last night's L, I didn't finish it. Woke up to it this morning. Just finished it now during this show. Like, that's some strong shit, bro. Gary, what up?
What up? I wanted to get my pick in. I didn't get the call on last night. I'm going to take Joshua. I knock out in the fifth round. I just don't think defensively Parker's got anything to stop him. I think Parker's a decent fighter. And unlike you guys, I think this will be Joshua's best win because, I'm a lunatic. I don't think knocking out Klitschko was any big deal because he was 41 years old. So I think this is actually Joshua's best win. I think he'll dominate. And I think he'll be pretty one-sided.
What round did you say?
Fifth.
Might have to make two bets.
The first 3 rounds is not a... What kind of odds is that? What are you getting? What kind of payout is that for the first 3 rounds?
Let me see. First three, they're giving you... Let me get to this other site for just... Oh, damn, this other site. Let me try. Well, all right. So the UK site is doing 9-2, whatever the hell that is. That's the problem.
4.5-1.
No, it's basically 5-1. Basically.
Four. That's not bad. I mean, you're getting 3 rounds there. You could end it in 3 rounds. That's not out of the question.
Agreed.
Telling you, man. Matt, the one don't believe it.
I think it's the least likely thing to happen. I think it's more likely to happen in the mid part of the fight. I think it's more likely to happen in the mid rounds.
it takes one shot with Joshua, and he's Park is not good defensively.
It doesn't take one shot with Joshua.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he lost the fight.
He didn't one shot Dylan White. He didn't one shot. He didn't one shot a lot of these guys, man. What are you talking about?
He's a 6'6", 250-pound heavyweight, Matt, who's got 20 knockouts in 20 fights.
Agreed. But again, you said it could take one shot. You said it could take one shot. He has a track record of not taking one, of not using just one shot to end a guy. He has power. I'm not denying that. But he's not a one-shot hitter and quitter. He's not that guy. He's a triple G.
He didn't get Cliff. All right. Would you be shocked if Joshua knocked him down with one shot and then smothered him and finished him within seconds of knocking him down?
No. That's completely in his character. But that is not one-shotting a guy. That in his definition is not. He got up.
You're right. And then he got up and he was wounded and then he was finished quickly after. I mean, you're right. That's not a one-shot knockout. But that's kind of what I see happening. Where he rips him with an uppercut, Parker gets up, and then it's over within a second.
I see this fight looking not similar, but having shades of like a Charlo J-Rock. Having shades of that.
How many rounds did that go?
Like seven?
Five, six?
I thought that went like seven.
Seven? Like,
it's six or seven.
That's probably a decent comparison. Hey, I have a question for you, Matt. Ryan Burnett, and I know Ness don't give a shit, but Burnett fights on the undercard.
Yes.
It's only for the WBA. What happened? He vacated the IBF, or is he just not defending it?
I don't know what happened with that, to be honest. I can look into it. I don't have enough information at this point to like really say anything about that because I just don't know enough about it.
All right. That's all I had. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. I want to say it has something to do with the mandatory, but I could be wrong. I don't want to disparage anyone in any way on accident, but you are right that he is no longer fighting for the IBF belt when he won it, and there's a Nad Zayakov fight, so it is kind of weird. I'll look into that. Oh, Mr. Doomy wanted to show up at the end of the show.
Yes, he is. In the meantime, we have Hugh. What is this? Huge, what up?
Yo,
what's up, brother?
Yo, hello.
Yeah, we hear you, brother. What's your name? Where you calling in from? And he hung up. Little shy there, little shy. Well, let's get on out to, I don't even know what to call him, Matt. What do we call this guy?
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and most vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me. Lynch is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
What's up, fellas? Good morning, TBV. You know, Mr. Ness and Matt, they was up early and working, man. I'm the guy that's late right now, but better late than ever. AJ Parker, it's tomorrow. A lot of people got their opinions. People probably picking their rounds already. What's going to happen? We're doing the comparisons right now, you know, with other opponents. But, hey, styles make fights, you know, and I think that this fight might last a lot longer than what people are thinking. You know, people are thinking that there's going to be some devastating KO or stoppage. I think this fight's actually going to last a little longer. Only way I see it, you know, getting a fast put away by either fight is if, you know, one decides to be super aggressive. And that's what I keep saying. I think Parker needs to bring out that Tua spirit out and really bring it to AJ if he plans on really taking that belt from him.
Yeah, but Tua had a punch, bro.
I'm not going to say Parker doesn't have a punch. And, like, again, like, even like, you know, like Parker said it, you know, we're in the heavyweight division. So, anybody can knock anybody out if the punch lands on the right spot. So,
yeah, but he hasn't knocked anybody out. And what? No punches have landed in the right spot in the last 3-4 fights?
I'll say this to back up Doomy here. You don't need to have pop to overwhelm a guy. You could just be a Leo Santa Cruz. You know what I mean? You could just overwhelm him with volume, with combinations.
Yeah, but Parker doesn't throw 1,000 punches.
He doesn't. But again, he could if he wanted to be out of character and he trained for that. And that's in the game plan and he actually worked for that. It's possible.
Yeah, I really need to see that aggression. You know what I mean? When it comes to these, you know, these top, you know, the top of the creme de creme, which is AJ Wilder, all these top guys who are telling the world, I am that guy. I am the best. I am the champion. There's so much confidence it suits from these guys. So a guy like Parker has to come in there and try to break these guys. It's not an easy task. It's not an easy task to go in there and try to break these top fighters who are the champions of the division. But he has to have that mentality. And I believe that if he starts to turn it into like a boxing match and, you know, AJ's lengthier, he can box very well too. He's an Olympian. So I got to see Parker go in there and turn up. He has to make it ugly and he has to swing for the fences. He has to go for the knockout. As if he's going to turn it into a boxing match, I don't see him winning on the distance, you know, in the long range fight.
And I don't see him being able to outbox him. Like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, because, you know, you watch tape on these guys, you're a boxer, you have a little more understanding of the technical aspect. The way a lot of people have been saying Joseph Parker can win the fight is darting in and out with combinations, making it difficult for AJ to counter him and such with in and out movement. But I think Joseph Parker has a hard time doing that game plan. He doesn't have that movement or the technique to do that, in my opinion.
I think that we haven't seen that side to side movement and aggression, that darting in and out that you're talking about, that's what needs to be done. I mean, I don't know about darting back out. But if you're going to dart in, fight the guy on the inside and you throw those hard shots. I mean, I'm not going to say that he hits harder than AJ. AJ hits hard too. But, you know, guys that are lengthier, have longer arms, have a little more, I'm not going to say trouble, but they're not as comfortable as the shorter, more stout guy in the head up in phone booth game. So, you know, darting in and out, yeah. I don't know if we've seen it so much. Like I said, when we seen him fight some guy, like, you know, like Andy Ruiz, when we saw him fight Andy Ruiz, we didn't see that, you know, that in and out and sidestepping, and we didn't see it. It was just like kind of back and forth thing. And we need to see more movement. If you're going to just, you know, confuse a guy like AJ, AJ's really good at boxing, man. He keeps his guard tight. So in order to beat AJ, you got to disrupt that. You gotta make him get uncomfortable. So I'm real anxious to see what Parker's gonna do. If Parker is in there and he's in there like Tua, and I keep bringing up Tua, you know what I mean, because that's his fellow countryman and all. And he was aggressive, man. He's one of the guys that I. It's sad that he didn't. You know, was he ever a WBC champion or any of the belts on this? I don't think he ever became a champion, right?
Was he a WBO champion at one point? I think he'd be John.
This guy is just one of the guys, bro, that I would have been like, I'm like, after seeing his fights, you know, I'm like, damn. And Parker has the ability to do that. He's fast. You know, he's strong.
Damn.
He has to bring that aggression out on AJ, because AJ.
AJ to win in rounds 4-6. Shout out to Bruce, man. This is a good sight. It's simpler this way to explain it. I've been quiet back here communicating with associate producers to bring you this betting information here. And the Joshua to win in rounds 4-6 is a +225.
What was the rounds again? Sorry.
4-6.
Those are great odds.
But it's only two rounds.
What's 7-9?
7-9 +300.
Bet that.
That's fucked up.
That's only two rounds too.
Yes, but I think you have.
You know, technically, what isn't it?
Your payout's more.
No, it's actually three rounds because it's the seventh, eighth, ninth. Yes.
Your payout's more for that, and I think it's a little bit more on the safe side for most people, because Joseph Parker is tough.
Anthony Joshua to win by decision is a +$450. Yo, there's money to be made, bro. You got to get funky though. I think I'm down 150 from the last fucking Deontay bet. I got lucky on my parlay.
Should not be betting anymore without my say so.
Joseph Parker to win by decision.
Hey, what?
2,200. Let's go, Samoa. Whoa. That's some fucking money. Matt, we each bet 100. We could be in fucking DR sipping Mai Tais by tomorrow, baby.
And no, tomorrow we're losing $200 if we do that. What are you talking about?
So you don't think the Parker, even with these odds, could get to fucking the 12th round?
Not about getting to it. You say he has to win it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Come on, man.
Yo, Parker to stop or get the win in any fashion. TKO, ref stoppage, tripping Anthony Joshua out to the ring. As long as they declare him the winner between 4-6 is plus 2,800. Yo, fucking Vegas trying to entice your ass, yo.
No.
You make you want to bet on Park.
I know.
They're enticing the casuals like Ness who don't know that much about.
Oh my God, Joseph Parker to win in rounds 10 through 12.
How much?
Yo, holy shit.
Like plus 6,000.
Like, just like
plus,
triple that.
Plus 4,000.
Oh, doubled up.
My brain just exploded. My brain just exploded. Honestly, I didn't know he was that big of an underdog, bro. They're giving you that much money.
You know what else I didn't know is how can we have 600 people watching right now and only like 140 likes? Hit that
like button. It's that, yo, smash that thumbs up button like the whole.
I woke up at 4 a.m. to set up the show for you motherfuckers.
Talking to the mic, Matt. Maybe if you stop trying to look cool with the mic off to your side, I don't know.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Shit happens, man.
So I got some other prop bets here. Let's see what else we could. We need to find a way to make some money. We need to start a TBV. Matt, let's do that. Let's take a couple hundo and start like a TBV pot.
But we need to be in agreement on what the.
Of
where
course, I'm not gonna do any bets without you, you weirdo. Joshua, I said these to win by decision plus 450. Wow. Now, if you pick specific rounds, it's the money gets sexy. But this is where, you know, you got to have money. But let's think about it. Which are your key rounds, Matt, that you think he's going to win? You said a good bet was 7-9. So that's 7, 8, 9. Or how confident are you about 7, 8, and 9 as single rounds? Are you more confident in them that it would have? It's more likely to happen in between those three.
It's a safe range, I would say.
So then, look.
What are the rounds? What are the individual?
Oh, this is beautiful. This is our bet. This is our bet right here. We're down 150. I'm gonna bring you in on my debt. All right.
And no, I don't want you.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do it alone. Then when I get the profit, you get.
No. When we make the TBV account right now, that's a separate account from your debt.
Listen, he said in the beginning of this show that 7, 8, 9 were solid rounds. All right. I like to bet in hundreds because I like to see hundreds come back. That fucking $25 bullshit, that math is whack. You know what I'm saying? Bet 25, make 125. Get that bullshit out of here. So anyway, round 7, 8, 9. If we bet 100 each round, Matt, now you were already confident in 7, 8, 9 as a measly $25 bet or $100 bet to easily get you 100 gives you 300 on the other odds to bet 7-9. Now, if we take that 100 and divide it into three separate rounds, $33 per round, with these odds, we still get better return because it's plus 800 on the 7, plus 900 on the 8th, plus 1,000? Oh my God. Plus 1,200 on the 9th.
I think we can do like $50 bets on each round and then like
fucking come up, right?
And then a couple other hedge bets to make sure we make that 150 back.
I gotta drop some money on this. You gotta put at least 20. Even if you put $20, do the math. 20 with a plus 800. That's fucking dough. That's a dinner date. Steak, in a little movie, maybe?
This is not a super chat, but I need to mention it. Tom Clarkson, y'all wasting your cash because Joseph Parker is going to detonate that glass draw.
Yo, is he Yo, after the weigh-in,
he needs some milk.
Shoot, crazy. Yo, his chest, yo, he better do some push-ups, bro. Like AJ was sitting up there looking like a Greek god.
You know, it actually gives me a little. It gives me a little thought on maybe did he want to come in a little heavier? You know, Parker. I mean, you guys are saying he's looking a little fluffy, but maybe he wanted to put on some extra weight for extra power, or was he coming trying to come in? You guys were in the camp. Was he trying to?
That's when you know Doomy hasn't been on the show for a bit, because we literally interviewed Joseph Parker's team yesterday. You know what they said? They lost 33 pounds in camp.
Yo, this is insane. Okay, if you just bet on Parker to win in the 12, how much money you think you can make?
What, plus 2,000?
No, man, like 6,000 probably.
Oh, man, you could buy a house if Parker just wins. If you bet the 12, if you bet the 12 and he wins in the 12 by decision, by knockout, by stoppage, tripping, whatever, you have a down payment for a house. Plus 10,000. Just put $100. Lay $100 down, man. Lay $100 down.
No, I don't have $100 to lay down on that. That's not happening.
No, that's not. I mean, this is a stupid bet.
He said that's not happening.
It's not happening. We're good.
Throwing the money.
Yeah, we said that a couple of times, man, and we got our asses surprised. So you just
all right. So here's the easy one, right? Let me see. Anthony Joshua to win by KO, TKO, or DQ. Ask me how much he's paying.
How much is it paying, Ness?
Minus 400.
That's not good.
That's not good. So we got to bet 500 just to make 100, right?
I think I'm going to bet this hunch on the 12.
You're crazy, bro. You're wishing on a star.
I just don't see Parker getting put away. I just don't see it.
Is that what you think?
He might get beat.
That's exactly it. Doesn't matter what you think. Matt, so am I right about that or what? Do I got to lay down 500 to make 100?
I think you're right.
Shit.
So you got to literally break the bank to make $500.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua to win by decision / technical decision. What is that? What is decision? Well, what is technical decision? Because I know decision.
Majority decision. Split decision.
Oh, man. They're fucking. Nah, that's a crazy bet. You can keep that shit. That's a plus 450, though. And Joseph Parker to win by KO, TKO, or DQ. Just betting that is a plus 900.
Yeah, it's not happening.
By KO. TKO, which means the ref could jump in because Anthony Joshua was tired in the fifth round, just like he was in the Vladimir Klitschko fight. And Parker just accumulation, body shots, all that shit you seen in camp life. Ref jumps in.
No lane.
That's not happening.
Not in Joshua's hometown. No ref dares stop the fight in Joshua's hometown.
Not like that. No.
Country, should I say? Home country.
I put it this way. When if people think the New York State Athletic Commission had a conspiracy to keep Deontay Wilder in the fight with Luis Ortiz, you have to think that at least the UK, fucking UCAD, the BBOC, all of those entities will make sure that AJ is fine because he's making everyone millions.
Yo, the draw pays pretty well, but that shit ain't happening. It's the heavyweights. Parker to win by decision. I already told you that. Parker to win by decision. Technical decision is a plus 2,200.
Ooh.
Damn. That's like a $10 bet, though, at least, right?
Yeah, you put like little tiny bets on those shits. Like, same with
Bruce does a lot of those. Bruce does like 15 here, 10 there. That's why he's always killing them. Listen, I mean, that's it. We reviewed the weigh-in. We've given you your betting options, and we let you know we will be back tomorrow for sure with a live fight chat and an immediate reaction to this
and
event.
A live fight chat for the undercard as well. I know.
Undercard, is it going to be Molina? You found something for Molina?
I will find something.
Let me go to this caller real quick. 901-573, 901-573. First time caller. Who's this?
Hey, Miss. This is Artemis. I'm not a first time caller from Memphis, Tennessee.
Artemis in Tennessee. Talk to us.
Hey, Miss. I was just trying to call to tell you about gambling, Miss. You always get this wrong. Whatever the negative number is, whatever the negative number is, Miss, you multiply that times. That's what you have to put down to win 100. So if it's negative 400, that's $100. If it's negative 500, you win $100. So you got to put down 500 to win $100. If it's negative 500, or if it's negative 400, you got to bid 400 to win $100. That's how it works, Miss.
Sucks.
Because you always get it wrong.
Still a lot of money, though. You still got to bet a lot of money. You got to bet like what?
Really, when you think about it, it's really side of gambling on boxing. I love betting on boxing because boxing kind of with a favorite is a real dependable sport to gamble on. So just like the Mayweather.
Yeah, but you just got to have a lot of money. You got to like, look, if I bet 5,000, right? And you said times the four minus 400.
Yeah. So you got to bet 4,000. So if you bet 4,000, you win $1,000. But you got to think about it, though, Ness. It's a good bet because Anthony Joshua pretty much is going to win the fight. It's just like when Mayweather fought somebody, I had to bet like, I think I bet like $5,600 to win $1,500 or something like that. But I won on Mayweather like three or four times. I had to put down a lot of money, but it's kind of almost like guaranteed money. So it's kind of easy.
So literally, you just need a good starting point. Like, I mean, you need a good kick bank to start off with and just bet the favorites.
There you go. Betting favorites on boxing is good gambling. Trust me. I won a bunch of times.
All right. Look, I'm trying to bet, man. I'm down 150 from that fucking Deontay Wilder bet. So,
Especially if you parlay the bet, bet
the favorite on Anthony Joshua and put down like if bet $800 and you'll win $200 off him just winning and you don't get your money back.
But when you say bet the favorite, you don't mean the option that we read off where it says Anthony Joshua to win by KO, TKO, or DQ. You just mean Anthony Joshua to win, right?
Well, either or. You can bet it. If you got to check and see which one is the better bet. If it's negative 400 for that one, or if it could be negative 300 just for him to win by decision, you got to bet whichever one is the best bet. I wouldn't do decision, though, because I think he's going to knock him out. So I'd probably do the negative 400 on the TKO or the KO or the DQ. That'll be the better bet.
Okay. Matt? Did you know this? Did he teach you anything?
I mean, I forgot about the whole, like, you know, if you don't, you bet 400, you get 100. I forgot that way of doing it. Nothing new.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Artemis, what is your bet? What is your bet for today for Joseph? How are you laying it down? What are you looking to put down?
I would do the 400. So if I want to win $1,000, I'd be $4,000 and win $1,000 on Joshua. Just winning by the TKO or the KO or the DQ. And it's going to hit. Trust me. I'll call you back tomorrow night and it's going to hit.
Yo, my heart would drop. Yo, that's why I don't bet. Look, I just felt my heart drop right now at a thought of an upset.
Drop for you, Artemis.
Miss, it's been to the point where Mayweather, how many times has Mayweather won by decision?
Yeah, but that's round? Mayweather.
That bet was always. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I bet on more than just Mayweather, but I'm just saying. Just those type of bets. You watch boxing all the time, so you know how trends go in boxing. Just go with what you know and gamble on what you know, and it's going to hit. That's how it works with boxing. Boxing is the best sport to bet on.
I'm so scared. Sport. Money is so. Yo, I work hard for the money. Yo, somebody said the betting voice.
We all work hard.
Yo, but Artemis, you got some balls. You're about to lay down 4,000 for 1,000. Holy shit. Just the thought of that got my heart pumping.
Yeah. Just remember when this fight is over, just remember Artemis from Memphis, Tennessee told you I should have bet it.
No, but you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Listen, today is the day to bet that 4,000 because it's like another caller said. And Artemis, thank you for calling in. Hopefully you've made me, you know, gain some heart, but another caller said it, Matt. They said, you even said it. No one's going to let Joseph win. We can't ruin what's to come with Deontay and Joshua, right? It's the same reason Canelo got a draw, because it's there's more money in the rematch.
Or that the Canelo got a draw with the Mayweather fight. You know, he had that draw scorecard in that fight. You just, the stars get always preferential treatment. And in almost any industry, that is the case. And again, I think Joseph Parker, he's going to have to get him out of there. He's going to have to really get him out of there. You know, and Joseph Parker is not a big knockout artist who's really going to have to lay out punishment. You know, get some knockdowns, hopefully from accumulation, and then eventually get a stoppage. But it's going to be a very tall hill to climb for Mr. Joseph Parker in this fight.
He's got to turn up, man. That's what he has to turn up. He's can't.
He has to put on the performance of his life.
Yeah.
Matt.
Aggression.
Matt, how much you got, Matt? How much you got?
What do you, in my bank account? Or like, what do you mean?
He's trying to make you put those chips up, Matt.
Do you believe Wilder Joshua is going to happen in 2018?
Yeah, I put $100.
No. All right, so if you believe that's going to happen, let's make this money.
I say no.
Okay, what's the money? What's the?
Why not? Why not? Blanc, what happened?
Not happen. They're you not gonna. I'm saying that the fight's not gonna happen, man. It's not gonna happen yet. It'll happen 2019.
But are you saying it's not gonna happen because Joseph's gonna beat Joshua?
Well, look, that's one outcome that can happen. That can put a pause on that.
But do you believe it? We know it's an outcome. Do you?
No. I don't 100% believe it. We're in a fight game, and I'm always going to be the guy that says, you know, anything can happen. But no, I don't believe it. I'll be able to get a better assessment after the first two, maybe three rounds, on where it's going. But as of right now, if I was a betting man, I would be betting on AJ. Now.
But why aren't you a betting man? We had Artemis call in and explain to us.
No, I'm just not a gambler, dude. I just don't like gambling. I had, you know.
Oh, you're religious as well.
It's not even so much that. I just had bad experience with gambling when I was.
That's how I feel.
When I was young, bro, and it wasn't even a crazy. People were probably thinking, oh, he must have lost a lot of money. It was like I lost like a few hundred dollars. It was the experience that I went through that it just turned me away. But, hey,
See, Artemis is so funny. He brought up 4,000. I lost $4,000 on the crap table once. Last day I ever. No, listen. There's a science behind the crap table, and it's like this just genius, right? I would have to remember it more, but there is a mathematical algorithm that's out. You can YouTube it and everything. It's similar to Artemis's logic behind betting boxing, right? So on the roulette table, you don't bet the numbers. You don't do that. You don't bet colors either. There's three columns.
Come on, Doomy. Don't you know this? Don't you know that?
I don't. I fucking
you know this secret algorithm that's on YouTube. Come on.
Oh, you're laughing at it.
No, there's algorithms.
Oh, he's laughing at it. Let me tell you
poker for poker.
Let me tell you something. That shit worked for me.
You told me this because remember we were at the crap table once together.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that shit worked for me for years, bro. And it works for my uncle, but he got way more money than me. The science behind it is always double your bet, whatever you lose, right? Because there's only it's 50-50 because you're buying two of the options. So there's only one option for the ball to land on. So you just got to double. So if you don't win on the first one, whatever you bet and you lost, now you got to bet that plus more, right? And you keep doing it until you hit. So obviously, you know,
you're in complete debt and you are out in the streets.
Look, I know fighting, and if I was gonna gamble, it would probably be unboxing. But
all right, so why not go for this bet? This
yeah, come on, Tony.
Look, AJ versus Parker.
If I was now scared, man.
No, first of all, we went out. We quickly went off topic because you were asking me if I thought that the fight between Wilder and AJ was going to happen this year. I said no. You said why? AJ versus Parker is one of the outcomes that could, you know, kind of slow that down or stop it from happening this year. Hold on. That was just me re-mentioning that. And then another reason,
some love and a shout out to you. They said Gus Sandoval said Doomsday's a smart cookie because you don't want to bet.
and like I said, if I was a betting man, I bet on AJ. AJ, I say for the eighth round stoppage. Eighth round, and that's just me being a betting man. But like I said, this is a fight game. Anything can happen. It's going to be up to Parker to really
turn up and really give us something that we haven't seen from him yet. So, you know, that could make the 2018 AJ Wilder thing not happen.
Yo,
AJ could be stretching it out too. He could be wanting another fight, maybe. You know how they're trying to get as much money out of AJ, you know, before he faces, you know, Wilder, just in case. You know what I mean?
Yo, shout out to Artemis, man. I just can't wrap my logic around betting more to win less. Regardless of the odds, I'm just still nervous. You feel me? It makes me more nervous because you got more on the line and the return is less. Listen, I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. This has been your weigh-in review and some betting options that we've given. So hopefully you guys can make some decisions and, you know, maybe Matt goes back and listens to this on his run and grows a pair. And we could get this TBV Keddy. Or well, it's not.
Whoa! I thought Doomy was the one that was, you know. I smell pussy. I thought Doomy was the one that was scared about betting. What do you mean?
Both of you guys sound pretty nervous.
I might just do it. Let me just analyze it a little more and get real serious about it. But I, as of right now, I see AJ doing it.
Eight stacks gets you two stacks.
Nah, I'm more of like, I'll bet like $25. How about that?
Yo, you're going to win like $1.
Damn, serious?
Bro, it's -400. So he said you got to, let me see. He said you got to multiply your bet.
He said I got to bet 400 to get 100 back.
He said you got to multiply your bet. Times the -400, right?
Wait, yes. Are we gonna bet 8 stacks on this fight? I'm okay with that. Go AJ.
Andre Diakonu, the best site that I could recommend at this moment is Five Dimes until further notice. We were gonna be using another one, but I didn't like the payout and I didn't want to have to fucking be hearing everyone's inbox on the term of payout, like how long they take before the company actually pays you out if you hit a bet. See, the one that I use and the one that, you know, some of my good friends use, you know, they pay already, so like right away, and that's always better. But
hey, did we shout out Rob on the super chat?
No.
He said TBV one for, no, actually I don't have it up, but
I know you don't
for the TBV pot, round 7, show me the money.
Ooh, round 7.
Show me the money. See, Rob, I think Rob's on to something. 7th to 8th round.
Yeah, why bet one round when you can fucking bet $35 on each 7, 8, 9 and kill it? What's up, Matt?
Yes, I don't need to hear more about betting that from two guys that don't know about betting. Are there any more super chats that we need to get to before we sign out?
Eric Rosa, thanks for the show, fellas. Andre Diakonu, what's the best site? I love MILF Dive. Parker gets KO'd in round 7. Anthony Wade, UK body language experts. Get the fuck out of here. I love that one, yo. Because, you know, I always try to be a fucking body language expert.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the weigh-in, man. I'm gonna have to see this weigh-in and see what body language you guys are talking about.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, it wasn't much. Just Joshua's, you know, kind of
growling
there and gaze.
He was growling at Parker.
Well, I'm Matt the Episode Hunter because these guys obviously just want to talk forever. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, my Hunter TBV on Instagram. That my Mixed Martial Arts podcast, Mixed Combat Radio. You can find that on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice on YouTube for hours and hours of extra content.
Matt, why you got an attitude?
I don't have an attitude. Do I? I'm sorry.
You're such a hater. We want to talk. So what?
Yo, we come back and do another show. We can go back to overtime. We can do a lot of things. We're not even talking about the weigh-in anymore, man. Come on. We can do other stuff.
Oh, word.
Doomsday.
Yes, sir. Well, you can catch me on IG, Alex_Doomsday_Linez, LAINEZ, Facebook, Alexander Linez, and Twitter, Alex Linez TBV. And Doomsday Chronicles is my channel. Only got 4 videos up there. Please bear with me. Check that out. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon, where you can get all the exclusive footage. You can go ahead and see the interview that
Matt and Ness went out and interviewed Parker. You get the insight, you know, a little bit about
camp life, baby.
Yeah, a little bit about that camp life and maybe about some of what you might see here in the fight today. He talks about some of the strategies that he's going to implement. And yeah, go ahead, Ness.
I was just going to say, damn, if we would have just patent pended camp life, we would have had a couple of lawsuits and been rich right now.
We would have.
We fucked up. Box Nation, Sky Sports, and Top Rank. Fucking people.
Really, that camp life is not on Patreon. It's absolutely free. That camp life is not on Patreon. It's absolutely free. As well as that 3-hour Keith Thurman interview that dropped because we hit 70K yesterday and 100K. And 100K before May. Let's go. Peace.
100K before May. Actually, let's give you guys a kind of last sub update. You know where we at on the subs, Matt? No, I'll do it.
We are at 70,142.
70,142. So 71K, here we come.
Right. Peace out. Peace.